is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Herbert Scream Speaks. We're going to be talking about. You can find me on foursidesoflife.com, the website, and you also can find me on Four Sides of Life YouTube channel. Now, here we're here with the queen because we're talking still because, you know, we're coming up on that 21 years anniversary on this Thursday, right? Coming
yes,
up.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. We shouldn't be doing no podcast on Friday then, huh? Because we're going to be out still celebrating.
We'll see.
Like, you see? I'm done run thing. No, you might be just celebrating here by yourself.
No.
You know? Yeah. You know, just know that 21 years, you know, you have to find, we have to talk about that. We need just have some topics. You have to find you, you know, still have you, because that's a long time with the same person if you're not trying to build a friendship.
Get to know them. That is very true.
You probably still don't know my favorite color.
I know it
that
now.
That was too light. That was
mind
too light.
He's changed his color.
Yeah, I have changed. So what's the color?
It's red today.
Oh, it's red today.
Am I right?
You're right.
Oh, but what was it before?
That's what I'm asking you.
It was turquoise.
That's right. Oh my God, I used to love turquoise.
And it's funny because I always tried to remember, but I would always fluctuate between teal and turquoise, but you kind of told me it's definitely turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's to me, it's important to get to know your partner. But we're talking about today, healing.
What's my favorite?
That's easy. Purple.
Yes.
It hasn't changed.
It has not changed.
Purple. You know, if you want to get her a gift, just look up purple gifts. I'm in.
It's that easy.
It's that easy for me. I don't have to really struggle. You could do the same thing, but you don't be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But healing. So on this journey of 21 years, it was some ups and downs. And, you know, when it came back full circle, there was healing need to be done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you say that this our coming back together and kind of like talking, mm-hmm. having conversation about, was that a better foundation than the first foundation?
I do feel that it was a, excuse me.
That's fine.
I do feel like it was a better healing the second go around, or foundation,
yes,
as you mentioned. I think because we had done a lot of growing in our separation.
Yes.
There was a lot of stuff going on. We were actually getting advisement, good relationship or communication advisement from other parties.
Yes.
Who could attest to their own personal experiences and others and be able to pour into us what we needed in order for us to heal from the brokenness in our marriage. I think, like you said earlier in the last podcast, about how you didn't feel like you had a voice.
Mm.
And to come back the second go around and feel more vocal.
I was like a parrot then.
My goodness.
Yeah, I was telling you what's up. You gonna hear me.
I don't even think I was ready for it.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I want that.
I wasn't ready for the change. Because I didn't know what had all transpired in your, you know, coming from that cocoon stage.
And
then to that butterfly.
Yeah. I would say.
And the colors were so vibrant.
They were vibrant and bright, weren't they? Huh? Yeah.
I don't think I should have put some shades on.
That's a good one. But it comes from not understanding where you come from. Mm. And I think our parents don't share their humble beginnings.
Mm-mm.
They don't share what church you come from, their core beliefs, what's their main on the plate, you know, besides the vegetables and the sides of the dessert, you know, whatever. They don't really tell you the meat, the core. And because of that,
why?
I don't know why.
I really don't understand why they think they can't share. Even when you said that, they don't share, I think, the hard parts, the brokenness,
yes,
the part that hurts the most in order to get to the healing place.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't want to share that because it brings emotions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up the past.
Yeah, like they ain't been through nothing.
But because they don't share it, we don't know how to get through our mm-hmm. past.
Exactly. How do you stick it? Like they stick. And then on top of that, if you do walk away,
mm-hmm.
and it's broken or breakup, how do you heal it?
How do you mend? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know when we were going through it.
Yes.
I felt like my mother couldn't. I guess she didn't have much to say to me because she's never experienced what we went through.
Well, they told you they were going to get in people's business.
That's
relationship
true.
Business.
And that's what, but see, a lot of people, especially our people, mm-hmm. are told, hey, you keep your front and back door locked so nobody knows your business.
Mm-hmm. And keep sweeping, right? Remember that? Sweep around your own front door.
True. Stay in your lane.
Before you try to sweep around mine. That's the other part about that song.
True.
Sweep around
right.
your own front door before you. Wow. So I will say that I had an individual in my life. His name was, Osman. Mm-hmm. And that was my individual that was speaking life into me, helping me heal. It was another brother, a cousin of mine. His name was Eric. Mm-hmm. He was speaking life into me. You know, every time we got together, he was giving me some fire nuggets. And he's been married 20 plus years, right? Mm-hmm. And there was another brother named Chris. He was actually giving. So I did have men that was giving me fire that was necessary. They would always ask about you and are you sure? Because they knew that what we had was beautiful. And it don't have to just, you know, be over that. And I had a lady that we still are pastor, right? We just don't, we're in a different state, but her name's Sister Paula. Mm-hmm. And this lady here, man, she don't play no games.
She does not.
She don't play no. So her, I would say she was the more realist, and she came from a woman's perspective on how I made you feel, and how if I'm gonna be me and do me, go ahead and be me and do me and be happy. But if I'm going to make this work called marriage, till death do you part, this what does it look like to me?
Yes.
And she asked some hard questions, and she was bold with it. She was serious about it. I don't know about yourself, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of times I got to speak to Sister Pollard as well. I think that was before I moved to Arizona. But of course, she gave some wisdom, but more I think she's coming from a perspective of what is it that you want, you know. How do you want to go from this point on? I know I wanted to stay married. I love my husband.
But what did I say that allowed you to start your healing process? What was it?
The biggest thing that you said to me was, let me first state what it was. That's one of the biggest issues I had was abandonment feeling. Abandoned. And one of the biggest things you committed to was, I'm not going to leave. That don't mean you didn't leave in other ways. It just means you didn't leave.
Talking about mentally, long as I didn't physically leave, but
exactly.
I gave you that, but I mentally was floating. Floating away. Had to go somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you have to do that in order to...
That was big for you. Not giving you that sense of security that I will stick it.
Right, because security is important to a woman. It really is. Knowing that even in the the trenches, that party, that person in your life is going to still stand, whether they might stand a little bit further away from you. They're still going to be there, though. They're not going to, pack it all up and say, hey, I'm leaving, I'm done.
It wasn't the trust. One of them wasn't the trust of having the phone just fully open for you.
Oh,
you
know,
just in case you wanted to go look through it.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it.
And there wasn't no lock on that bag or no pin, no nothing.
Yes. Huh? Yes, that's part of it.
I'm just trying to see if it mattered, because I could put that lock back on.
See how he is, you guys? Yeah, I could do the same, though. So,
would you like to do that?
Oh, my goodness. There it goes. But in a relationship, you should. You should be able to be honest enough to show your phone. What's wrong with it?
Why are you asking?
Hey.
If you got to ask, I feel you don't trust the person. Yeah, maybe you ain't.
Well,
maybe y'all
maybe the healing
together.
Ain't 100%.
That's right. There
now
you
that,
go.
Yes.
The healing and the trusting thing.
No, I didn't say that.
Huh?
I said the healing. Maybe there's still healing still taking place.
Well, if there's healing that need to be done, that's attached to trust and manipulation and unsurety. Doesn't it have to do with trust? You're not sure.
Oh yeah, trust has a lot to do with it.
Okay, so it's both.
It is.
But what you did for me and started my healing process.
What I did?
Yeah, I didn't know this was only about the queen, but only you about healing. Oh, you felt you was the only one that needed to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't hurt me.
Oh, I hurt you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What the healing started for me was, I saw you. Like I saw you the first time. So that's what happened for me. When I saw you, really truly saw that you were 100% there for me. That actually, and you 100% L-O-V-E, love, and was instilled in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just hear you say it, I felt it. I'm about that action. I need a person to show me They got a state out there called Show Me State. Mm. You know, and I need you to show me that you really love me. And then when I was able to feel that, everything else was secondary. Plus, you gave me my second born son. And man, he hit different. The first one, I was still trying to figure things out, and was part of our first marriage.
Yeah,
you know, just being married for the first time, the first two, 3 years. But him, I was knowing myself, knowing the value of having a child. And by you giving birth to a son of mine, it was different the second time, because I was present in so many ways, and I knew it was a valuable thing to have a child for me, have my child. You know, I knew it wasn't something that you had to do, and you was so happy to give me that gift. And when you gave it to me and he came, he was born out of, I believe, 100% love.
Oh my goodness, I definitely agree there. Because we are not only, it was magical, basically, how he was even brought to this earth, in my opinion, having that beautiful child after 10 years.
Yes, and conversations too between one another helped us heal.
It did.
We started having serious,
even though they hurt.
Yeah, that don't be shy. Be a man, be a woman, and ask what you feel. Say what you feel. And not just have it floating in your mind.
And we do that as women a lot. And
men do it too. We do it too. Yeah.
We do. We
feel that we can't give you that because it might crush you if we tell you the truth about how we think and how we feel about you.
Yeah.
Or what we want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we had to have them serious conversations, huh?
Every day.
Whether you like it or not, you had to get to know me and I had to get to know you.
So true.
That's a good feeling too, knowing you now. I think I know you better than I knew you last time, you know, about 21 years ago.
Definitely.
You started opening up a lot more like a flower.
Yeah, I was a little more closed then.
Yeah, but you love to dance on what?
Rainbows.
I gave it. I gave her that little. She loved to dance on
rainbows. I'm more optimistic. I try to be more optimistic.
And you don't, you look at the good in people more than the bad. And sometimes that's a problem to me a lot, because in this U.S., people are not kind and friendly and sweet and loving. They're more selfish.
You try to give people an opportunity to show themselves first, and then you get to see who they really are, and you be like, okay.
So are you healed, or are you still processing the healing?
I would say, honestly, I'm still always processing the healing, but I love.
I'm healed.
I love you.
I'm good.
I love you.
Let that go on the record, y'all. You see the difference?
Yes. Yes. I have to say that I'm much better in a place today than I was yesterday. And I mean that yesteryears, that's what I'm saying, basically. Because I know that what we have gone through in the last 10 years, a lot of things could have broke us up, you know?
Yeah.
But we see each other. We do talk to each other. We are friends. We are best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love each other to even expose even the ugly part of ourselves to say, okay, he loves me in spite of that, in spite of the ugliness that I even bring up, you know, whatever. And I think that's what keeps the relationship strong. And we have really good examples around us on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And then we also have those around us, like your parents, that keeps us going, even when some of the ones around us aren't making it.
When you can pass gas around somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
When you can go in the bathroom and see them sitting on the toilet and have a number two. Okay. You.
That's TMI. But you're connected. You're connected.
You know, you pass the yeah.
You can't be shy around the person that you're with.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
even when you fall sick, it's true. Because remember, I fell sick too. And he was there the whole time.
Yeah.
That was even had to heal from that.
Because the last time I wasn't there, we was not in a good place with one another.
Yeah.
And you wanted somebody to show up and be there for us. I said, have your homegirls. They brought you down here. They did. Didn't they? Homegirls brought you? Yeah, have them have your back.
Yeah.
But then again, I know you wanted
me there. It comes different when you have that person with you. I don't know what it is. It's almost like a parent, having a parent around when you're young. You want that security. You want that person to be there.
Yes.
You know they're not going to turn their back on you. What's the same thing? When you're sick, you want your partner to be there with you.
And another part of the healing process is you show up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you show up. And I show you that, too. I show up. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just talk about it. You really show up for that other person on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go on and on. I have some things that's just on the tip of
There's
my
so
tongue.
There's so much to talk about.
Because relationships is not easy.
It's not.
But you have to be real with yourself and real with each other. And
you
I think that's why there's a lot of people that just, they be like dead in the house with each other. I mean, they like
barely talking to each other. Let me tell you guys a little something about Kareem. He likes to watch his shows. Okay. That's his zen moment.
I watch shows.
You watch when you get to sit down and chill
yeah,
and watch your
when
shows.
When I find one of
When you
worse.
Find, yes. But his wife, me, I sometimes just want to be in his presence. But I'd be interrupting his presence.
I hear what you're saying. When
TikToks,
I'm watching my shows,
you seen them TikToks
I'd rather
where the
you
woman
just
comes
be
in.
Quiet.
He wants me to be quiet, but I'm like, oh, but what happened? Where are you at in the show? And he's looking at me like, really? So he pauses.
That bad word, pause.
And then sometimes talk. Because he picks it up, I already know him. And I even, when he gets ready to pause or he pauses, I say, I wasn't going to even say anything. He'd be like, if I give you a second, gonna talk.
You gonna say something, throw it off, man. I'm in the moment.
But it's such a trip that even in the, you know, like men like football or and they're in their zen area or they man cave, you know, us women, we just like to open the door, boop, hey, what's going on? You like, really? But you just want to be in their presence.
And I think you'd be thinking, I'm on my head when I'm thinking, when I'm like really just chilling
mm-hmm.
and you open up the door.
Uh-huh.
And I have the phone in my hand
uh-huh.
and my laptop is up.
Uh-huh.
And when you open the door, I put the phone down. Do you think I'll be doing something with somebody?
Oh, there's times I thought that.
Wow.
Let's keep it real.
Do you do know
like,
that?
I'd be like.
That I watches all of the episodes of who?
Oh, goodness, guys. He watches all the episodes of Country Wayne.
I don't sleep. And he has about 6 or 8 of the bad ones a day.
I can't even keep up to him and Country Wayne because I've tried.
Yeah, so that's for
he
sure.
Gets caught up.
Then you can't get caught up in the TikTok.
Oh my goodness.
Can't get caught up on the Instagram to have him.
There
YouTube
has to
got
be
him.
A time that
Facebook
I got to talk to
oh
ladies
God.
About how much does social media impact our relationships
oh, it does.
Today?
Because we'll be sitting
because
in the
how
same
much
room.
Time do you spend with your partner
wow.
without the social media? That's the question.
Oh, wow.
That's another.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how social media has gotten in the bedroom. How about
well,
that?
Just because we talk about it, do we have to change? Because that's some good entertainment. Unless you can beat that type of entertainment. That TikTok and Instagram, Facebook bring, I don't see myself like you got to be able to bring it, you know. Talk about the cooking that they be doing. Talk about the herbs and how to take care of the body. Talk about the actual hormones and the menopause. Talk about see somebody robbing and blowing themselves out the car because they're trying to set their man's car on fire. I mean, if you can't actually bring stuff to the
he talking about drama, adventure,
yes,
and
take
comedy,
care of your body, finance. If you
health.
Can't show me how to actually get that money, get that bag and flip it and turn a dollar into like $1,000. If you can't take crypto from $1,000 to $1,000,000, what am I gonna be sitting there and
you're
gonna take social media away?
You,
we're gonna have to talk
something.
About that.
Let me tell you,
because we're gonna have some, you're gonna need some more healing
you
and
knew,
you're gonna take that away.
You knew when you decided to take on a wife,
ooh,
and that she was gonna be a good thing.
They say a man that finds a wife finds a what,
and that she was gonna be a good thing.
Wow,
that it comes with more. She wants more.
It don't start off good first, though, Kings.
She loves to be. Wooed. She still want to be wooed. I don't care if you're 21 years in, 5 years, 2 years, 2 months.
Is it wooed or is it extra?
You can say what you
she
want.
Won't extra.
She wants romance. She wants. Mm. She wants to be with you. She wants some experiences.
Oh, so she wants that. What is that show? Robin. What is it called?
What?
When you had you at Hello, them type of movies. She wants romance like that.
Not romance.
Robin. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
They want movies like that.
Not
they want
all
that
the time
type of
like
lifestyle.
That. It's not. It's not. Come on, that's TV, movie.
Okay, so when you talk about, yeah, that's a subject, romance.
It is. We're going
to
talk about that.
I'm trying to talk about, so I'm you want to be wooed. Do you want to be taken out? Is that part of healing? Taking you places?
No, that's not just part of it. It may be even like we do. Cuddling sometimes is just romance in itself.
Well, cuddling means I have to hold you. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Like, and your hot body is coming
See,
with
See, I knew he was going to bring that up, guys. I knew it. Just because women are in different phases of their lives.
Do you got to be naked cuddling the person?
Jesus. You know, you've got to do all that.
And how long do you got to
cuddle? It might be.
That's the subject right there. I need to know how long and should it be a timing, because if it's longer than a TikTok.
As long. But your TikToks keep going on and on and on.
That is true.
Okay.
But it's good.
It's not like you stop at 1 minute TikToks. Good.
You better have some TikTok.
All you know is you look up and it's been hours and hours. And we ain't talking about
Well, if you go hours and hours and take that tulling to it, get it in, that's different.
That's
you know?
Different.
But if just hold you, yeah, we got to talk about that. That you hot and you,
He's talking about me.
Yeah. You're hot and you don't want the fan on. I mean, then you want it on. Then you want to be fully covered with the fan on. And you're hot. Come on, man. Come on, man.
But she still wants you right there.
I don't even want a toe on me. When you hot, keep a finger, toe, whatever you got. Keep a breast off of me. Forehead, chest. No.
Don't
touch me.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We have so much more to talk about.
Yes, we do. We just wanted to come out here and let you guys know that when you in a marriage, it's always, I don't want to make no mistake, it's always healing going on.
Every day.
And communicating and building and becoming closer and building that foundation to be closer and closer to your mate. Because this marriage thing, ooh, like David Arnold says,
it ain't for the week.
So y'all take care. And always remember, God is love.
Love is God.
And love is God.
Have a great
one. Peace.